Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Joining me on the phone is Sonia Piontek, the founder and CEO of Sunnykin, who is embarked on a very interesting experience recently. Good morning, Sonia. How are you today?
Good morning, Glenn. I'm very well. Thank you.
Tell us about this unique project that you've been working on.
So in my life, it's pretty much all about unforgettable experiences. My life as such has been quite an experience itself. So I left the corporate world about 2 years ago to set up on my own. Used to be the director of marketing for BMW Asia. And then I decided I'd just try something new and started a little boutique agency where we basically offer unique brand experiences for brands like Lamborghini, Land Rover, the Cycling Carriage Group, or Leica Camera. And it's all about taking people on journeys that just open their minds and that give them insights into worlds they've never seen before.
And when you think about these experiences, what of course, many of them, of course, now would be put on hold, I would imagine, given our current travel restrictions and health restrictions. But, of course, a good time to maybe plan the next ones right now, right, when you're not able to go out. But when you see what connects with people from this marketing standpoint, the experiences that you've had over the decades as a marketeer, what are some key elements of experiences that really connect with people?
I think it's not so much about always offering top-notch luxury. It's really about offering real experiences. Like, for example, we recently took a whole group of 50 of Cycle and Carriages VIP customers to Mongolia. And it wasn't just about staying in the nicest hotel in Ulaanbaatar. No, it was more about going into the countryside, meeting the local nomads, staying there, learning how to build a gur tent yourself, and then actually giving it as a token of appreciation to the nomadic people. And these are experiences where we had a 60-year-old customer standing there crying their tears out and saying, you know what, I've never done anything as touching as this before. We took a group of 50 of Land Rover's regional customers to New Zealand to really get in touch with the product and drive the Land Rovers where they're supposed to be driven. But again, it wasn't all about just staying in the top-notch luxury resorts. Like one night, we took over a gold mining settlement from the 1860s, and it was just bringing people back in time and just having, like, one of the guests even stayed in the original prison cell. So it's all about things that they wouldn't normally be able to do. And that's something that people deeply appreciate, if it's on their private tours that we organize or if it's for the brand tours that we do for the international brand.
Sounds fascinating.
It's just unique things.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds fascinating. And I hope you let that person out of the jail cell eventually before you left Mongolia.
Let me check. He's out.
Talking about Sonia Piontek, founder and CEO of Sunnykin. And Sonia, you know, as we're many people are in sort of a little bit of downtime now, what could they be working on? You know, we all know that COVID-19 will pass at some point. Now, of course, we don't know what the world is going to look like after that. But now would be a good time to maybe sit down and do some forward planning about some marketing events or activities, things like that. What could people or what should people be thinking about now if they're in a position with their company, their organization, to put some future plans together when it comes to marketing?
Yeah, well, definitely. The first thing is, let's not lose hope. This will pass. We all don't know how long it will last, and it is obviously a difficult time. For me, my business has basically come to a total standstill. From beautiful revenues last year, we basically went down to zero. But rather than going, oh my God, panic mode, what I did, for example, I just employed a new lady who's extremely strong with online marketing to just set up all the back office. For me, that's something where I say, okay, let's be creative, let's be productive, and let's be optimistic. COVID is a challenge, and it hits many of us really hard. But this is the time where we must not let that destroy our mood, where we seriously have to just sit down and say, okay, what can we do in order to be there for our clients, for our families, once this is over? There is so much beauty out there that can be done. And it's just about that right mindset of saying, okay, where are my strengths? What am I good at? What can I what can my team, what can my company produce at this very moment? What can we be working on in order to then really get going again once the travel bans and all the restrictions are eased off?
And no matter what that might be, you know, with the gig economy the way it is today, there are plenty of freelancers available online to help, and very qualified people that either small business owners or freelancers that can help probably accomplish just about anything from your field marketing all the way to producing brochures and pretty much anything, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I just actually did a really interesting project a week ago. I don't know if you've heard about it, the Ultra Creativity Experiment.
Yes, I have. And it was going to be my next question. So you know, because we have to talk about this. This is just fascinating to me. You actually wrote a best-selling book in 1 week called Ultra Creativity.
Yes.
What? Tell us about this. How did it come about in your mind? And then what did you actually do?
So basically, I kept seeing all these desperate messages on Facebook. People, obviously, we all struggle, and we've all got our fair share of challenges during this time. But I saw so much anxiety and so much boredom, and so much despair that I just said, I need to do something to just cheer people up and show them that with the right mindset, this is actually a beautiful time that we can use to create something powerful. So I said, okay, I can't either talk about it and people go, yeah, whatever, or I can actually prove it. So I said, you know what, if I just say with the right mindset, you can do the impossible, it's nice. But if I actually prove it, it's so much more powerful. So I set myself this rather big challenge publicly and just said, I will create a bestseller in a week. Now, the pressure was obviously on. I had 1 week to go to write a book, and a valuable book, because I've got a reputation to keep up. Write a book, publish it, edit it, design it, like go through all these steps, and then promote it enough so that it would actually make Amazon bestseller status within that week. And it was a tough challenge, but as I describe in the book, if you focus on your strengths, if you believe in yourself, if you have the right determination and ask the right questions and use the right tools, it is actually possible. And the result was that within 1 week, Ultra Creativity, the experiment, was published and made it to number one bestseller on Amazon in 4 different categories across 3 continents.
That is so cool. And congratulations, of course, first and foremost.
Thank you.
How did you structure your time? First of all, how'd you get the idea for the topic? And then, you know, what does the topic actually entail? And then how did you structure your time over the course of that week? It must have been just a mad dash to get that done.
It clearly was. So the topic was relatively easy. I am a global keynote speaker as well, and I speak a lot about unleashing potential, about basically ultra creativity. That's my core topic. So I've been using that topic. I've been working with that topic. I've been talking about ultra creativity for quite some time. So it's a topic that I'm familiar with, that I know a lot about. I created that concept of ultra creativity. So step number one, focus on something you're good at, focus on your strengths. And then I've been writing all my life. I regularly contribute to some international magazines. I've published 4 books. So it's basically something that comes relatively easy. So I said, you know what, if I want to prove that this can be done, I need to do it in a field where where I have strength and where things come relatively easy. Now, churning out a book and getting it published and promoted and made into bestseller status in 1 week is obviously quite a challenge. So in terms of structuring the time, Saturday, Sunday was basically writing the book. Then Sunday night, I sent the book, 50 pages as it stood, to a friend in America, simply for 2 reasons. She's fantastic at it, and she was awake while I was able to get some sleep. So Sunday night, she proofread it, edited it. And Monday morning, I woke up. I had the updated document there, went through all the changes, the suggestions, incorporated them all. Kept writing, and then on sort of Tuesday, the book as such, the book file was finished. I then went into creation of the title, the cover. I needed a nice logo. I needed a really catchy title. I needed a catchy subtitle. I needed to get all the testimonials in. So I sent those off on Sunday night as well, made sure to catch up with people so that they had actually read the book, written testimonials, and sent me a photo that I could use. So there was a lot of coordinating. So Monday, Tuesday was basically coordinating everything. And Wednesday evening, the book was already uploaded onto Amazon, simply because it can take up to 3 days to actually be live. And I needed the book to be live Saturday morning. So Wednesday night, it had to go up. Yeah. No more changes.
Wow.
And then it was a race. And then I had basically 3 days left to promote, to push, to write a press release, to reach out on social media, to just activate people and my network and just create enough buzz so that on that Saturday, as it was launched, I would have enough people buy it, write reviews, and just get that book onto Amazon bestseller status number one and number one top new release.
And then
it was a race.
And then after that Saturday lunchtime, you sat down and had a big glass of wine, didn't you?
Actually, it was a lot of chocolate, and I went down to the supermarket and bought a huge box of Magnum ice cream.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, Sonia, congratulations on your success of that, and also the inspiration.
Thank you, Glenn.
The inspiration that you're giving others, hopefully, who are listening, to say, hey, you know what, maybe in these coming weeks when there's a little bit of extra time sitting around the house rather than clicking on that next online movie, maybe people actually sit down and write a book. You know, so many people are so clever about their own industry, their own business. They don't think they
I've actually had a few people already reach out to me, tell me that they actually got so inspired that they sat down and started their project. And I had one friend who actually sent me her PDF, her book PDF, this morning at 5 a.m. And she said, Sonia, I was so inspired. I wrote a book on how brands can get through COVID. Can you please write the foreword? I'm going to launch it tomorrow or on Tuesday.
Oh, fun.
It's beautiful to see these things happening, because it shows that a little something can go so far, and a little bit of inspiration with the right attitude can just get people motivated. And that's the beauty of this project.
Oh, that's wonderful. Sonia, how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about your experience or ask any questions about how you did it?
So I'm happy for people to basically get in touch directly. Go to my website, which is soniapiontek.com. That's SONJAPIONTEK. So soniapiontek.com or zonenkind.com. Reach out to me directly.
Sonia Piontek, the founder and CEO of Zonenkind. Thank you so much for being with us on Weekend Mornings.
Thank you so much, Glenn. It's been an absolute pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.